see if this old girl will start. Well, Pinkies, let's get out of the garage first, and then we'll tell you what exactly do you think you're doing, Faye. All right, close the garage door. Pinkies, it is cold. Hold. I can see my breath. Maybe I should leave something open. So we're going out in Dorian Gray today. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day. So nice and sunny. I better get my sunglasses into my sunglass warmer here, because we're going to need the sunglasses today. I'll just sit here for a minute, collect our thoughts. I'm not entirely sure what we're doing today. I have one measly task to attend to. So really, I think we're just finding some excuse to get out and drive like a maniac. All right, well, let's see what comes of the day. Oh, so it is very cold here. We are -7 Celsius. Which, according to, well, the car will tell me in a minute, it thinks it's only 0 degrees Celsius at the moment. Big chunks of snow in my lane, and icy, slick roads on the little side streets. But the main streets are nice and dry. Nice and dry and cold. We must remember this for our tires. Our tires will be cold today, and therefore probably not very grippy. But the roads are dry. We do tend to use far too much salt in my country, so that's a bit of an issue. All right, let's go and see what the little streets are looking like. So it's cold, Pinkies. It's cold, and I feel old. You know, the body just does not move in the same axes of travel. And then when you get cold, of course, it's even worse. So I feel like, a rusty old tin man in this cold weather. I gotta take it easy and not move too quickly, or I might break a twig. Don't want to be breaking any twigs. Oh yeah, all the roads are terrific. They're all very dry. So, you know, in Vancouver, we've had a bit of snow and precipitation and such. And, you know, the snow here usually is just like Elmer's glue. It's so gooey and slushy and wet and heavy. But anyway, so we had a series of snowfalls, and we've probably got, people have at least a foot of snow in their yards, and that's highly unusual for Vancouver. Oh, here's a very overly sanded, gridded hill we're driving down. You hear the gravel. Awful. Awful. I'm sure we'll be encountering that a lot today. But then, after all this snow came, it's gotten really, really nicely cold, and it hasn't been snowing. And then the added benefit of that is not a lot of melting happening, so the roads aren't wet, and then it's quite dry. We have a cool cool Arctic front coming down from Alaska to dry us out and make us cold, and so the roads are terrific. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to go and see what kind of trouble we can get into today. So what's Manuel saying? American style, 22 degrees Fahrenheit. So I guess -7 is about 22 degrees Fahrenheit. Still don't have any temperature on our temperature gauge. Let's see how the shifter is shifting. Still a little crunchy. Oh well, we'll get there. We'll get there eventually. So how about a bit of music while I warm this car up, and then I'll come back. Got my sunglasses out of my sunglass warmer. Our shifting's getting a little better. Oh, love the sound of this car. So there's a lot of dust and dirt on the road, and the big trucks are kicking it up. Trucker Alex, making dust for everybody. So that's the worst thing about the roads today, is a bit of dirty, dusty, flying, flecky crap. Otherwise, they're not bad. They're just a little dirty, a little bit of gritty sandiness there. We haven't experienced any slipping or anything like that yet. But give me a chance and we'll see what we can find. Like this corner coming up here. Into second gear. Lovely. Nice and slow, a little wet on the edge, tons of grip. Oh, I love this car. tons and tons of grip today. All right. Love it. All right, here we go, pinkies. Hang on to your tits, babies. Yep, come around. There you go. Nicely done. You know, I've been driving the little electric car so much, I haven't really been out in this car for a good run, except maybe today. Maybe there was another experience I might have failed to record, but I'm probably going to be a little out of practice driving this car for starters, but it's been a while. It's so much, such a good car to drive. Why don't I drive it more often? Oh, it's lovely. Lovely in the corners. Ah, oh, just nice. Come on, give me some slip. Oh, so nice.
There you go.
So, I gotta tell you, work has been just brutal this new year, Christmas season. I believe I may have talked about Christmas being such a bugger. It's continued ever since Christmas. It's just been weirdly busy. It's not even entirely related to this weather. Usually we get all kinds of weather events, but there's been nothing here. I mean, weather-related events are non-existent. So, what do we got here? Two trucks in the turn lanes. Okay, okay. You know, I haven't been doing too much. I've been piddle-paddling around the house, doing little, tiny little chores and things. I don't really have anything exciting to tell you. I've been working on some dad projects, and I mean that's really taken the majority of my time. I've been really putting a lot of effort into my dad and his life, so maybe that's why I haven't been able to podcast so much. So here's a thing that's been happening to me, which I'm somewhat unsettled by, I have to say. I've been every once in a while, the snow's coming, right? The snow falls down. Idiots are getting stuck all over the streets. So I go out and I've been helping people get themselves unstuck out of the snow and stuff. And we got these young knuckleheads living across the street, and they're just a bunch of dumb millennials, you know. They like, you can walk right by them and you might as well be a post sticking out of the ground for as much as they pay any attention to anybody. Anyway, now, let's not get off on the millennials. Oh, I fucking hate those millennials. I help this family get unstuck out of the slush and goo. And this has happened now more times than I care to remember. Thank you, sir. Excuse me, sir. So all of a sudden, you know, it used to be, hey, dude. Excuse me, dude. Hey, bud. Now it's, sir. Hello, excuse me, sir. Can I offer you a free TV that's not stolen? No, it's not stolen at all, sir. Yeah, right, sir. This is not right. The Faye driver will not respond to sir. I refuse to be salutated by the name of sir. Oh, it's just so defeating. I just don't know what to do about it. And I went and got my hair cut by some little bimbo girl. How do you like that, sir? Is everything looking okay, sir? Is there anything else you'd like, sir? No, yeah, stop calling me sir, for starters. Oh, my God, sir. So this is it, you know, this is my last year of life, and I'm going to be 50 in a matter of months, and I thought I might be okay with it. I can take the crotchety old bones and the taking 10 minutes to get out of bed in the morning. I don't know about the sir nonsense. I might not be able to take this sir business too easily. First time in a very long time that I've experienced understeer with this all-wheel drive car. It's very interesting. I've not had understeer in this car before, and I think it's because the roads are, there's little spots of really icy patches that are quite cold and a little bit wet, and so there's a large opportunity for understeer, which is so unusual in this car, because any other time it's really sticky on the front end. So this is fun today. You have to be careful. You have to make sure you get around the corner. Yeah, so there you go, before you beat on the power. It's those little corners where the sun don't shine, where the road is still wet, it freezes at night, it takes a long time to thaw out in the morning. So here we have one here, a lot of moisture on the corner, no sun, nice shady trees. Let's see if we can, I can't get understeer there. We gotta try to see if we can get some understeer happening to get some practice there. So we've all managed to survive the Christmas season, it would seem. It's now 2017. Welcome, world, to yet another year of antics. Some uncertain political... what do you call it? What do you call the state of the American political situation today? It's bamboozling to people outside of the Americas, I have to tell you. It's like it's a complete farce. I certainly wish you poor fuckers in America luck this year, this 4 years, with that buffoon in control of your country and all those Republicans, all those miserable Republicans just have no respect for the people who made them rich. Ugh, it's just disheartening. Oh well, so there's that. Well, you guys gotta deal with that bullshit. My country's doing pretty good on the political front, I think. Except people are starting now to become a little less enamored of their Prime Minister, Trudeau, hunky Trudeau. And some of his policies, I guess. But that's the way it goes. You get in government and you got to deal with the realities, and you can't stick to all your promises. Do-do-do-do-do. He's going to take the outside lane. I'll take the inside lane, and we're off. Well, I am the Fey driver. You can email me at podcast at okay. Well, I'm the Fey driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. Thank you for listening. Hope it wasn't too dull this time. The important thing to know is that I had the best time ever. All right, goodbye.